It's Thursday, the 26th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 25 of App Talk, my mostly daily podcast that I'm producing throughout the month of June for the Audio Mo Challenge. I'm trying to record a podcast a day, and in each podcast I'm talking about one of my favourite apps or something else to do with apps from a parenting perspective. Today I'm going to talk about something a little bit different, because although there are apps involved, this is also something that comes with a physical product as well. I'm moving into the world of what I believe they call appsexories now, physical objects that interact with your device in order to make a game or to make some kind of product. What I'm going to talk about today is a product called Tiggly Shapes, and there are three apps associated with this product. There's Tiggly Draw, Tiggly Stamp, and Tiggly Safari. All three of these are iOS only, iPad only. So you have to have an iPad. They won't work on the iPhone. That's predominantly to do with the size of the objects. Requires iOS 5 and above, so it will run on the original iPad, which I will talk a little bit more about later, but that is actually quite a big advantage, I think, in this case. All three of these apps are free to download, and you can play them without the accessory pack, but you get the most out of it. The whole point of this really is the accessory pack. And the accessory pack is called Tiggly Shapes. It's a collection of four rubberized shapes that are very much aimed at toddlers and preschoolers. So they're common, simple shapes, circle, triangle, square, and star, in nice, bold, predominantly primary colours. Rubberized, very tactile, easy to hold, easy for your child to hold and interact with. And the idea is that these are designed to go onto the screen of your iPad, and the interaction of the physical device with the screen will make stuff happen in the apps. Now, these products are quite expensive. They retail for £24.95 in the Apple Store. I'm sure they're available from other retailers as well. And right up front, I have to disclose and say I was sent a review set of these shapes, so I didn't pay for them. But just to give an overview of what these are and to talk about why I got involved with them, this was originally, probably 2 years ago now, it was launched as a Kickstarter. The developer had come up with this idea, done some prototyping, and then tried to fund it through Kickstarter. It was actually the first Kickstarter I ever funded. I got really excited about it. I loved the idea of, blending toddler toys that try to develop gross motor control and fine motor control with the new electronic devices, the iPads and things. Unfortunately, it didn't hit its Kickstarter target. And when it didn't, I got onto the mailing list and I kind of kept in touch with the inventor. And he managed to get this product into production anyway. And I was stayed on the list as a potential reviewer, and I was sent a free copy, a free set, when they actually launched. So what can I tell you about these shapes? They're wonderfully tactile. They are rubberized, so they've not got any hard edges. It's plastic underneath with this kind of rubbery coating. No sharp edges, nothing I would be at all concerned about putting in the hands of a small child. I think they'd stand up to a reasonable amount of chewing as well, although I obviously wouldn't recommend that. They interact with the screen. The whole thing is aimed at toddlers and preschoolers, so probably between 18 months and 4 years old. And there are three different apps that you can download that work with these shapes. So there's Tiggly Safari, which is probably the one to start with the younger kids. A very simple game, but quite entertaining, where you go on a safari and you use the shapes to build pictures of animals on the screen. So, for example, the square might make the body of a lion. So they're very simple, stylized animals, and the app will prompt for which shape it needs. So it's kind of like a matching game. So you're kind of coordinating the fine motor control, the gross motor control, whichever kind of motor control it is that kids are developing, with the recognition, with the matching. So I love that interaction, I really do. The next app is Tiggly Stamp, and this allows you to pick a scene and then use the shapes like stampers, so each time you tap them on the screen, a picture that fits in with that scene will appear in the background. And the final app is Tigly Draw, which is the least prescriptive, I guess, of all three apps. You can draw the shapes by tapping them on the screen. And then you can also add little features to them as well by selecting options from the side of the screen. So what is it I love about this product? As I've probably mentioned a couple of times already, I love the interaction of physical toy and digital toy. I think it's really... It's very much of this age, isn't it? You know, we are seeing all these digital toys now, but kids still have to do the physical stuff. And having this product that will interact with the screen, I think is really making the best of the new technology with young kids in mind. It's a well-made product. It's solid. It's tactile. And I think it's really well designed. I think it is an excellent product. Is there anything I think could be better? Well, word of warning, this is a product that encourages your small child to bash plastic items on the screen of your iPad. So you will need to keep an eye on them. You will need to make sure they're not being too rough. This is why I think it's actually an advantage that this product works with the original iPad, because the original iPad was so solidly built. I swear, you know, we've dropped ours from the roof of the car onto the drive and they've survived. They've had all sorts of abuse from the kids over the years, and they've stood up to it really well. And I'm much happier with the kids bashing those screens than I am with them bashing the screen of my iPad mini with Retina display. I'm a bit more precious about that one. So, you know, be careful. They've got little rubberized sensors on them, so the plastic shouldn't be coming into contact with the screen, and all the edges are rubberized again. So it should be all right for your child to bash your screen with them, but obviously, you know, bashing an expensive electronic item with a plastic item has a certain amount of risk, and you will need to be prepared to take that in order to play with this toy. What do parents need to know? Well, there's a whole parents section that you can get into, and it's also important to know that once you've downloaded the apps, they will play without the shapes. Obviously, you don't get the same feeling and the same tactile experience, but you can at least download the apps and see what they look like before you invest the money in the shapes, because it's quite an expensive pack. You unlock the app by using the shapes. You'll be prompted to place different shapes on the screen just to match them, just to prove that you own the shapes. Once you've done that, there is also a parent section it's protected. To gain access to it, you need to swipe the screen in a specified direction with a specified number of fingers. So hopefully little prodding fingers won't get in there accidentally. Loads of information there, actually, about the app and how to play it and some learning tips and a bit about the Tigly learning philosophy. Also links to signing up to the mailing list and the developer's social media platforms, and a link out to the App Store so that you can leave a review. So in summary, I think this is a great product. I do think it's expensive at $24.95, but I think that's probably comparable with other physical products designed to work with the digital technology. It doesn't feel out of place, but you would need to consider whether you wanted to make that investment. It's quite a long-lived product. Particularly if you've got an 18 to 24-month-old now, they really will grow up with the product and with the apps, and I think they get a lot of playtime out of it. Even my 6-year-old, every time we get the shapes out, will look at it and go, oh, I want to play. So it's got long life, but it is a bit more of an investment than you would normally expect for this kind of thing. But I loved it when I saw the Kickstarter, and certainly my son has really enjoyed playing with it. He was unfortunately just getting a little bit on the old side for it when we got it, so he hasn't played as much as he might have done. But I think it's got such potential, and I think it's such fun, that if you have a youngster, it's well worth considering. All the information that I give out within this podcast is correct at the time of recording, but please check, as stuff does change on the App Store all the time. You can find all my episodes of App Talk at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and everything goes across to my blog too at www.geekmummy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again really soon. Bye for now.